Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright, and I'm delighted that you've decided to either stay listening to this station or you decided to tune in just to hear little me. Either way, I'm happy that you've decided to tune into the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio. For those of you who may not know, and yes, I say this every show. No. The Happy Hour is literally 1 hour that's just dedicated to talking about positive things happening around our country with Bahamians, no matter where they are, because technology is beautiful where we can reach them, literally, no matter where they are, so that we can know about some goodness, because talk radio is so saturated with negativity. So this is literally a happy hour. Now, we've had a variety of guests so far. We are over 6 months. I'm so happy now. We are over 6 months in existence, and I'm thankful to all of you who've been on the journey, and I hope you stay with us. And we are always looking for persons to highlight, and it doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your gender, it doesn't matter where you are and what you're doing, either it's positivity that you are helping. So whether you are a nonprofit organization or an individual that has a soup kitchen or something like that, if you are doing a reading group for a group of kids, I want to hear from you. Let's let the country know what you are doing. So that's what this is all about. And every week we try to have different folks on the show so that you can hear about the goodness, because we hear about so many bad things, but there is so much good going on in the Bahamas. So that's what this is all about. Now, speaking about goodness, I wanted to just go over just a few things that are coming up over the next week or two. I think a few of these, they're already floating out in the public, but I don't know if we all may be seeing it. And so I just want to draw some attention. So one of those things that's coming up, and I was looking at the page, they have some of it highlighted, but not all of it is highlighted. So I know some folks have participated before in the, what they call the push-a-thon. Now, the push-a-thon itself, and of course I'm not an expert, I'm just reading it for us to hear more about, is something that's put on by the Public Hospitals Netherlands Rehabilitation Center, and it benefits the geriatrics. So it is literally what it sounds like. It's a push-a-thon. So this year's patron for that is Leslie Miller. It's in its 14th year, and what happens essentially is that you will be paired with a geriatric, somebody who is not able to move about as easily as others may be able to do so, and you push them for the course of the race. Now, this is happening next week, Saturday, at 6 a.m. There's still time to register. It's going to be starting at the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center on Fox Hill Road. You can register online at www.pushathon242.com, and it's fairly easy to register. I think it includes a shirt. Now, again, they're still working on updating the website, and you can pay on the site using Cash and Go, I think. So just double check the details. And again, that's the 14th annual Geriatric Push-a-thon under the patronage of the Honorable Leslie Miller. The theme is Keep Pushing Forward. So that's Saturday, the 5th of July at 6 a.m. at Sandilands. Now, there are some other things happening, and so I just want to go over those again very quickly. I want to give a special shout out to all of the members of the Rotary Club of South Ocean, who will be having their changeover ceremony. And those of you who've tuned into this show long enough, or even to the morning blend during the week with Dwight Storm, and I'm on it, y'all know I'm a Rotarian, so I have a bias. My club is South Ocean. So we are having our changeover this evening, and yours truly is being inducted as the chair of service projects, because I like community service. Clearly, when I tell you all these different things that are coming up, yeah, no, like I live this life. So yeah, that's happening tonight. So congratulations to all of the incoming boards, to all of the outgoing board members. And that's for all Rotarians around the country, because if you may not have known, all Rotary clubs are changing their boards right now. And Rotary International is one of those groups inside this country that make things happen. So if you see a Rotarian, ask them, how is it going and how is their changeover impacting them, and maybe how you can help out. You know, there's always something to do. Now, going on to a few other things that may be happening next week, Saturday, I'm very excited, actually. We're going to have two guests coming on the show. So we're having Cashney Cares, and she's one of my friends from St. Agnes. She has an outreach program where they try to help out those who are not doing very well, those in vulnerable situations. And so she's going to come on board to talk to us about her latest installment of that. We're also going to be joined by the culinary team, the educators over at C.V. Bethel Senior High School. They're going to be talking about their summer camp. They're teaching young people how to cook. Now, those of you who know me, y'all know I like my belly, right? So in my head, my children go know how to cook. So the fact that you have C.V. Bethel Senior High School, you know, the home of the stingrays, they teaching the children how to cook. And these are coming from seasoned professionals. I love that. So tune in next week to the happy hour. We're going to highlight the two culinary educators who are going to be coming on board to talk more about that. Now, I promise not to saturate you too much, but I just want you to also mark your calendar. July 12th is St. George's Anglican Church Fair. They call it, I think it's a Thrill of the Grill. Either way, it's a fair, and they have steaks and hamburgers and things like that. And it's for a good cause. It's for the church stuff. So if you have time on Saturday, July 12th, please do so. And of course, how could I forget? I wanted to save the best for last, but I need to actually find the whole long list. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of June, basically. What that means? July right now. What does that mean? We in independence mode, baby. So I hope I went Bahari this morning. They ain't got nothing left. Sorry, let me stop being theatrical. They have some things left. They got some things. If you need your things, go get your Bahamian stuff. They got a couple of stores. They got stuffed stalls all around this island that have your Bahamian regalia. Find something to wear. Because they got a couple things happening for independence. First off and out of the gate, tomorrow is the Beat Retreat. I hope you're planning on going. If not, they actually will have it televised. At least that's what they did last year. I hope they're doing it this year. So that's happening tomorrow. On Monday is the National Day of Prayer and Reflection, National Flag Day, and we're encouraged to wear our colors on this day. That's on Tuesday, the 1st of July. The National Day of the Family is Wednesday, and all of this is next week, as in tomorrow, starting Sunday. Wednesday, July 2nd, is the National Day of the Family. Thursday is National Wellness Day. And I'm going to pause here for a minute. A day dedicated to promoting the physical, mental, and emotional well-being of all Bahamians through nationwide wellness initiatives. I want to hear from y'all. Please inbox me on the Happy Hour social pages. Or even my personal ones. Like, let me hear what y'all are doing for National Wellness Day. And it's also for mental health as well. There's also National Culture Day. That's Saturday, the 5th of July. Independence Sunday is the 6th of July. Oh, should I also say the National Pride Day? They're saying that you should wear, again, your national colors or your national prints, that sort of thing. So, you know, you have Bahama handprints, you have Bahari, you have Androsia, you have culture clothing, you have... Oh, goodness, there are so many out there now. So, really, let's support our Bahamians and all of these new clothing ideas that they got out there. National Day of Unity, and this is what I want to learn some more about. That's on Monday, the 7th of July, the National Day of Service, 8th of July. The Ecumenical Service is going to be happening on Wednesday, the 9th of July. And then you're going to have the People's Rush on July 10th, Wednesday at 1 a.m., Thursday is the Independence State Reception. You know, you got to have an invitation to go there. So if you don't got the invitation, that ain't for us. And then the Family Fun Day is going to be Thursday, again, the 10th at 4 o'clock at Clifford Park. There's some things that are happening that's in celebration of independence, such as the Bahamas National Youth Choir. So they're actually having a musical production last night. And they are having it's only two nights. So it's last night and then tonight. And that's at the Dundas. It's $35 for tonight. Last night was $50. I went, it was beautiful, and yes, I do have a bias because I like going to these things, and they also sang Long Island Breeze. Oh my goodness, you know, that's our Long Island, that's national anthem. And then there's the commencement exercise for clinical pastoral education program. That's on the 1st of July. The push-a-thon that I talked to you all about, that's also a part of the endorsed 52nd annual independence events listing. There's also the Edmund Moxie Cultural Show and Lignum Awards. That's happening on the 25th of July. And Love Your Neighbor Day, which is the 30th of July. I need to know what that means. Because sometimes your neighbors just don't be so loving. But that's what we're trying to change. Anyway, so now that I'm going to read off all the list, this is a call-in show. If you want to tune in to call us as you listen into our guest, who is staring at me so intently because they wondered when they could get to talk, don't worry. I turned over the whole show to them because they brought like 50 people in the studio. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. You can also text us at 422-4796. Again, that number is 422-4796. Don't forget that you can stream us live on Guardian Talk Radio Duck, channel 969, or BTC Flow, channel 612. And we are, and we being the happy hour, we are on Facebook, we are on Twitter now, those X, we're on Instagram as well. So please go like our pages, that's a happy hour, or happy hour 969, whichever platform you may be on. You can also just like the Guardian's page, and you know, our beautiful folks at the Guardian love to share our stuff. So you'll find us one way or the other. With all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, y'all hear all them things I listed off for independence? Y'all know that they actually have a national youth forum. Because I just find out about that, you know. Now, they doing a lot of things. And I think we need to support our young people a little bit more. So when we hear about youth forum, that means that these young folks are going to be out here. They're going to be talking about matters that are near and dear to their hearts. And this is coming from the young people themselves. This is happening on July 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Now, y'all count with me. Monday is the 30th. So Tuesday is the 1st. So this is happening on Tuesday. Next Tuesday coming. 6:30. And the Nassau Village Community Center. That's on Taylor Street and Alexandria Avenue. And I know some of y'all just get off when I be talking, right? So let me just let you know. I was just driving through some streets earlier today. My friend who was with me, he was like, well, how you know where all these places is? Because I do work in the inner city areas for years. Trust me, I know the place. So don't mind how I look. Trust me. So I read from the flyer because then these people could explain to y'all what it means. Bahamian youth deserve to be a part of the discussion. This is your chance to tell us what topics and issues matter most to you. So apparently, you can also follow them so you could find out more about upcoming events and learn how we in Quote Studio, we will amplify and address the priorities of Bahamian youth. Now, y'all probably wondering, who does this say talking about they can amplify the youth voice? Well, these people, this is the Bahamas National Ambassadors Corps. These are young diplomats. This is the best of the best. It's the creme de la creme. And it ain't just the ambassadors, you know, because they have this new thing. I don't know if, I hope you all recognize that our country actually established a National Youth Assembly. And I ain't going to talk all the business, because also if you know me well, you'll know that I actually mentor these young folks as well. So, but they could tell you. So in studio with us today, and that's why I can start going back to my formal self, so y'all got to take me seriously at this point. In studio, we have Ms. Giselle Lightborn. She's the president of the Youth Senate. That's all part of the National Youth Assembly, as we learn what these things mean. So if you have a Youth Senate, that means we also have a Youth House of Assembly. That means we got youth parliamentarians, all of these people. But they gave them powers this going around. This time around, these young people, look at me. Lord, help me fix my tongue. I just want to make sure you're listening to me. She's also, she's principal consultant at Regal State of Health Consultancy. Clock the T. She's a businesswoman right here. We also have Jade Fritz. I need my coffee. Meteorological officer trainee. See, I get it right. Of the Department of Meteorology. She also is a climate activist. Speaking about climate activists, we got one on Zoom. Is she still there? I hope she didn't leave me because, you know, I know she's a busy woman. I hope she's still there. We have Ms. Amber Turner that's tuned into us all the way from Grand Bahama. She is Ambassador's Corps. So, she's the big boss woman. You know, I know. Amber, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amber. Hello. I'm coming to you in a minute. Happy you're still there and happy to have you all in studio. Now, listen, we going into independence and y'all having this forum, right? Now, before we get into why we having a forum, I need y'all to tell the people, what in the world is the National Youth Ambassadors Corps? What in the world is the National Youth Assembly? And then who you is? In the words of my Long Island people, who you for, Buck? What you's do? All right, cool. So, Amber, you know, the protocol is I got to deal with the people inside the studio for you. So I coming to you. You don't go. So we'll go to Zelle first, and then you'll let us know a little bit more about who you are, what is the Youth Senate, and because we don't have any of the parliamentarians or the MP side, you can let us know what they do. Okay.
Okay. Good afternoon, Bahamas. So I am Tizelle Lightborn. Like Deandra said, I'm the president of the Youth Senate. And the National Youth Assembly as a collective consists of youth parliamentarians who sit in the House of Assembly and then the youth senators who sit in the Senate. And collectively, we advocate for matters that affect youth specifically in various areas, whether it is health, climate, education, finances, things of that nature. And we're guided by the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. We're also guided by issues that are relevant in the country. The youth parliamentarians, they debate, they send the draft to the Youth Senate, who would then formalize it, revise it, add research and things of that nature. And then instead of it going to the Governor General, we would submit that information to the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture for inclusion in the House of Assembly. So that is a way for youth to be involved in the legislative process by allowing us to advocate for those matters, formalize, and then submit to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, did y'all hear how easy she make that sound?
Small things.
small things. Listen, I want y'all to know how much these young people is working. I don't know. You hear how much work that... Oh, so, hold on, wait. You know what? I got to remember this is a Saturday show because I was going to say something. I can say that on Monday, though. Sparky, you know what I was going to say, but don't call me yet. I won't get the young people's voice. All right, cool. Thank you so much for that. Now, Amber, I want you, because when people hear about ambassadors, right, they thinking, you know, y'all got y'all bodyguard, you got Kai in the place. So tell us a little bit more about what in the world is the National Youth Ambassadors Corps? What does that mean? And then who are you, Ms. Amber Turner, who, by the way, is a distinguished woman of international accord?
Thank you, Deandra. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm really excited for the National Youth Ambassadors to be represented as well as the National Youth Assembly. And so the National Youth Ambassadors Corps is established by the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, and it is a cadre of 14 youth ambassadors, two to the United Nations, two to CARICOM, two to Commonwealth, three high school ambassadors, and the rest are at large. And we all have varying specialties, varying interests, but we all believe in nation building, and we all believe that youth deserve a seat at the table, and we all want to give youth that voice and to be the representatives for them. And so I'm really excited to be the dean of the cadre of ambassadors. It's been an honor, and I'm really excited that we get to talk about a few of the initiatives that we have going on right now. But as for myself, my name is Amber Turner. Like I mentioned, I'm the Dean of the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, Youth Ambassador to the United Nations. I'm also by profession a climate and environmental scientist, and I'm a really big youth advocate, whether that's on a local stage, a regional stage, an international stage. I truly believe that youth deserve a seat at the table. We have so much ideas, so much to offer, and so much potential that I think we really deserve to be in the rooms.
I love that. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, we also have a specialist as well. You know, all of these folks have their own businesses or their specialties. These are young people. I need y'all to let's start appreciating more than ourselves. in areas of specialty, and they've come to the point where, look, they're coming to the table with the knowledge, with the background, with the passion, with the desire to make the change that's necessary for us to build a better Bahamas. We have somebody also, one of these folks, and she told me Sam is referred to as a trainee, but listen, if you could tell me about the weather and if you're working with the people of the weather, man, you know more than me. So please, please, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jade Fritz. I am a meteorological officer trainee at the Department of Meteorology. I've been there like 2 years now. Been there about 2 years now. So by profession, I am a meteorologist. And my side quest is being a climate activist, trying to save the world. I am also a part of the World Youth for Climate Justice, a campaign and advisory board for the International Court of Justice.
Okay. For the ICJ. Listen, y'all know me as a UN person, so it's like, again, these are incredible young people who are doing great things. And they're here to tell us about one of those great things. And hopefully we can hear a little bit more about what all they're doing, because we have them for another 40 minutes. I love that for us. But we want to get into this youth forum that you all are having. Now, I know we have the dean and the president here, so we can decide between the two who can kick this off. Maybe Amber, you can kick us off, and our madam president will continue on. So Amber, please tell us a little bit more about this youth forum.
Sure. So the National Youth Forum is a part of one of the initiatives that the National Youth Ambassadors would like to carry out, or is carrying out rather, during their tenure. And it is just to curate a space where youth, we meet them where they are. So we go into the constituencies and we can bring their, whether that's ideas, problems, things that they want to see happen in their community or in their country. They have that space to offload and to learn and to network. And so in collaboration with the National Youth Assembly, we've been able to partner with the youth parliamentarians and youth senators to go into those constituencies, the first being Nassau Village. And we're really excited because we're talking about climate change and disastrous management. So not only is it close to my heart, but because it's hurricane season, we thought it was very fitting to get into the community and talk to the youth about what is climate change, how can they be prepared for disasters, how they can bolster their resilience in their own communities, in their own homes, and to just hear from them, whether that's questions about the topic, whether they have issues that stem from either disastrous management or broader issues. Just being able to hear them out and to give them that space where they have the platform to be seen, to be heard, and to hopefully get a lot of their questions answered and to provide them with resources. So we'll have a plethora of specialists there, whether from the Red Cross, the Disastrous Management Authority, the Department of Meteorology, and climate change specialists to be able to connect with them and answer their questions and to provide them with resources and hopefully continue to build that relationship within the constituency. So as we continue on with our other national youth forums in different areas and onto different topics, that we could continue to build the momentum.
That is fabulous. That's great news to know that something like this is happening and so much thought has been put into it. And also to hear that this isn't going to be the only thing happening. Because it's needed. It's needed all around the country, on this Absolutely. Island, over different islands, because there are different issues, not only the issues that are specific to that area, but nationally and internationally. So this is commendable. Now, Madam President, Tizelle, let's talk a little bit more.
Sure. So in addition to the Nassau Village, we are also calling for the constituents of Bamboo Town and Pinewood to also participate in this. We'd like to thank Minister Jamal Strawn for being able to share the space with us, and he was very hospitable in that regard. And something that I personally would like to see, as well as the National Youth Assembly, is that we not only have these forums, but then follow up with opportunities for capacity building. There'll be hopefully more opportunities for program development, and then I love legislation where we put forth draft legislation to submit to the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture in this regard. And so I think the National Youth Forums, they'll definitely be necessary because youth are the key stakeholders. They're the ones who are going to be most impacted by these matters. So let's say, for example, climate change. While we are all experiencing these things, my understanding is that research says by 2050, New Providence and other parts of the country will be underwater. And so I'm only 33, like, where can go? You know? So I'd like for the Bahamas to be able to be here for a long time. And so while we are at the back end, personally, my focus as a public health professional is always prevention, primary prevention, where you stop things from happening in the first place. So it'd be great to be able to speak on a matter of public health and how, as a result of disasters, and be able to take the conversation further with action steps to educate, to empower, and then put policies in place to be able to keep us safe.
No, that's amazing, honestly. Now, this event is happening, and I understand it's a panel discussion style of event, and, you know, you have one of the panelists in here, I think. So before we get to her, I just want to know, can we have a quick rundown, as in to say who all is going to be on that panel? Do we have a list of who they represent, all that good stuff? If you can just let us know that really quickly.
Sure. So starting with Miss Sustainability, there'll be Amber Turner. She'll be speaking on climate activism. And she will also be representing the National Youth Ambassadors Corps. Fritz, she'll be representing the Department of Meteorology and speaking about climate activism as well. We'll have Ms. Barrys Griffin, who is with the Disaster Risk Management Authority, but she also has her own business where she is, where she calls herself the Master of Disasters. So she'll be speaking about disaster risk management. And then myself, I'll be speaking not only as the president of the Youth Senate, but also the principal consultant for Regal State of Health. And we design culturally rooted public health solutions for a healthy and more dignified Caribbean region. And so I'll be speaking on disasters from the standpoint of the costs of public health that are impacted.
Okay, great. And she's just saying that, like, that's not going to be a heavy discussion.
It will be, but we're very excited. I think this is a brilliant group of women, first and foremost, but Bahamians who are very far country from these various fields.
Great, great. Now, Miss Sustainability, I don't want you to be too quiet. Now, what are you looking to discuss? And better yet, what are you looking to hear from the folks that are going to be attending? Who do you want to come out to these forums? This is your first one.
Yes. So I want everyone from the Pinewood community, the Nassau Village community, the Bamboo Town community to come out, and to whether they have questions, concerns, we're there to answer them and to hear them out. And so I would really love to hear all questions about what is climate change? What does that have to do with the weather? How does that impact me? Because I understand that it's a kind of mystified topic and it can be overly scientific. So my goal would be to kind of bridge that gap between what actually is climate communicator to help them understand on a local level of how they can get involved. What does it mean? How does that impact their daily lives and how they can see themselves in the broader scheme of things, whether that's related to sustainability, sustainable development, climate action, different organizations that they can get involved in if it really piques their interest, which I hope it does. And just to continue that conversation, because I understand that in the regional and international community, we throw around these terms a lot and we don't really think about that. Others don't really understand what we're talking about or what we're referring to. So just being able to communicate the dire need of what's happening and to make sure that people understand so that they care and that they can get involved.
And like that's what you're trying to really ascertain what the young folks are thinking about, trying to explain to them more about and try to demystify and educate and inform. I love that. This is great. This is great. And another of the experts that you're bringing in is sitting right here at this table. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, she looks like she's shy, but you know, she's a whole big time panelist. So what are you hoping to hear from the folks, and what are you hoping to impart to the attendees of the forum?
I'm hoping to see a lot of younger people, actually, because I know a lot of times we tend to make decisions about where the country is going and what we should do without consulting them and seeing how they feel about things. And just like Amber said, we throw around a lot of words associated with climate change, but people may not understand the meaning of those, but they can actually see the effects of climate change. They just don't know that's what's happening. So I'm hoping to be able to gauge how far we've come along as a country, how much more work we need to do to climate education and sustainability and disaster risk management.
Okay. This almost sounds like there's going to be an outcome document or a suggestions list, some way to interact with the attendees afterwards. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah.
Yes.
You definitely are.
Madam President, you got to tell me more then.
So like I mentioned, from the National Youth Assembly side, something that I'm particularly looking forward to is seeing programs spin off from this. And so we're going to have a series of National Youth Forums based on different topics. And I think that it's important for youth to be able to express their concerns, to ask questions. But advocacy is one component. Empowerment is something that I really care about. I think that, and speaking as a young person, I think if you aren't in the right circles or to mentor you or just be able to guide you, you are kind of drifting unless you have the ability to say, okay, I'm going to figure things out. And I think that the mindset we should have as a nation is, what can we do to intentionally pour into youth? And so what I would like to see happen from each of the events is some sort of education and capacity building. Definitely collect the information that is shared, whether it's questions, concerns, to gauge where people are, but then also to then pass this on to parliamentarians and senators and say, this is where young people are. Amber mentioned something in a speech that she shared, that youth who are in positions such as these, we're not just placeholders, and we're not trophies either. We are literally feeling the effects of what's happening. And so we're speaking from a place of people who don't have that voice either. And so being able to develop programs so that we lift as we climb and make sure that everybody is empowered and understanding. I think education helps to change the culture and the mindset as well.
Now, there was something you said inside that I'm going to go to Amber. Amber, you know, you've been at this for quite some time, sustainability, climate matters, mm-hmm. and especially youth work, right? What do you say to the young person who, because we have to face reality, we have a lot of disenchanted young people out there because of the fact that they're not being heard, they're not being involved, they're not invited to the table. And then when they try to take a seat at the table, they're told, no, you chose in the corner, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you say to the young person, particularly in the Bamboo Town and Pinewood area that y'all are trying to get out to this first 4 July at 6:30 at the Nassau Village? I'm going to keep on saying it so we can have that ingrained. It's free, right? We just want to make sure people know it's free. But what do you say to the young person who they don't know if they can try again?
First, I'd like to say that it's very intentional that we chose those areas. I think we understand that we are a group of privileged youth being able to sit in these positions. But because we sit in these positions doesn't mean that we should disregard those that haven't had the opportunity to. And so to that youth that doesn't feel like their voice matters or doesn't feel like they should fight to have a seat at the table, I ultimately would say try again and continue and don't give up. I remember there were times when people would tell me, well, why do you keep talking about this? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you shouldn't continue in youth work and you shouldn't continue in advocacy. And I think being able to be that light and to be that voice and to ultimately go to sleep at night knowing that I gave my all and I've been able to pour out and speak on a cause that I deeply care about is something that is fulfilling. And so to that youth that feels like things haven't been working in their favor or that their circumstance doesn't really give them an out to be able to sit in certain positions, I would continuously say, try again and use your voice. I think social media has given us such an arena to be able to advocate at different levels on various issues. And I think even if you can't see yourself outside of your circumstance, have access to a computer, have access to a phone, have access to internet gives you a world of possibility that was not possible years ago. And so just try again and continue to use your voice, although you feel like you feel stagnant. Baby steps are still steps, and people are listening, whether you think so or not.
And that is an important reality right there, that people are listening and amplifying the voice of the young people using avenues such as social media, but also knowing that there is a network of young people who are available and willing to listen, but also act on it. Yeah. Now, speaking about acting, now, I know that this isn't the only thing that you all are doing. So, if possible, I'm going to go right back to Madam President, if she can tell us a little bit more about what is the Youth Assembly currently involved in, all into the forum right now.
So, right now, we are focusing on the National Youth Forum, but I'll speak on a past event that we did, and I don't think we were able to publicize it enough. I think it was really important. So one of the youth parliamentarians, her name is Heidi Knowles. Hi, Heidi. She and a group of ladies, the ladies from the youth parliament and from the youth senate, we came together during International Women's Day. And we, in addition to wanting to celebrate ourselves for the work that we've been able to do and for our greater representation, because there isn't much representation of women in the youth senate and youth in the House of Assembly, we wanted to impact young ladies who are disenfranchised. And so we focused on the young ladies at the Andrea E. School. And so we collaborated and we organized a day for training. And so we had a speaker from the Bahamas Development Bank. We had two gynecologists who spoke on postpartum depression as well as the birthing process to be able to give comfort to the ladies. Some of them hadn't given birth yet, and so to answer questions that they may have had. We also were able to receive donations to be able to provide baby food, various toiletries, and something that we recognize is that a one-time event is not enough. And so we'd like to have an ongoing relationship with the PACE school, eventually being able to adopt them. And so we had that towards the end of March to celebrate International Women's Day. And every quarter we'd like to follow up. So something else that we'll be working on is going back and then build yield. So I think something that people may not actively think about is that, one, these young ladies who are in this predicament, that wasn't their choice. And so some may have found themselves in that experience due to sexual violence and other matters, or just being taken advantage of, but they still have dreams, they still have hopes. And so a lot of them were interested in entrepreneurship. And so the reason that we had someone from the Bahamas Development Bank to be there to speak on is to expose them to what the business process is in terms of funding. And so we'd like to follow up and be able to talk about what is the process for acquiring a business license? What does a business plan look like? What does the market that you're interested in, what does that look like? Even if it's saturated, what is the unique path that you can take to make yourself stand out? For those who are interested in employment, because young girls typically who experience pregnancy at an early age, they are disenfranchised in the employment space. How can you write your resume in a way that you express what your interests are, where you want to go? For those who are interested in school, what are the pathways for funding and things in that nature? So that's an ongoing thing that we would like to do with the Andrea E. Archer Institute.
That's incredible, honestly. Now, Amber, I know, because it sounds like the ladies of the National Youth Assembly have been very busy. Amber, what have the youth ambassadors been up to recently? I can't keep up. Y'all be doing a lot.
I want to say in this setting, congratulations to the National Youth Assembly, specifically the Youth Senate, for their work. I thought it was an amazing initiative, and I can't wait to see what else that they accomplish. For the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, this year alone, we've been able to have ambassadors represent on international and regional stages. The youth ambassadors to the United Nations were able to attend the Economic and Social Council's Youth Forum at the United Nations headquarters in New York. And I was able to bring remarks at the Caribbean session during the ECOSOC Youth Forum about SDGs, about the various SDGs that were the focus for that conference. And our two CARICOM youth ambassadors were able to travel to Guyana to attend the opening of the Young Professionals Program. And so we're really excited that they get that opportunity to engage with their regional colleagues and continue to build relationships as it relates to the Caribbean community. And we've been able to, outside of travel, on different stages, our ambassadors are involved in a plethora of projects. We have individuals who have been able to develop peace projects and have been able to advocate for health initiatives. Our ambassador at large, Dr. Kashe Hanna, she is a newly installed doctor, so we congratulate her. But she was one of the finalists for the Commonwealth Youth Awards. And so we were really excited for her and that her work was awarded on such a high level. And we're just really excited that all of our ambassadors continue, despite the busyness of their lives, that they continue to advocate for youth and continue to be engaged with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture as we continue to advance the youth out, not only the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, but throughout the region and the world in the spaces that we occupy.
Y'all hear me, ladies and gentlemen, these young people are out here in this country, around the region, and on the international stage, making sure that the Bahamas is well represented, but also drawing attention to these issues that impact us as Bahamian youth. Now, I know Jade been sitting there and she's wondering how in the world I get involved in this conversation. But yes, Jade, is you are starting off your career at, you know, we, those of the older ones among us, we, or those who have grown up around older folk, in my case, we call it the Met Office. But you just started off at the Bahamas Department of Meteorology. How does that feel as a young person bringing your expertise to that area and deepening that knowledge so that you can share that information with your fellow young persons?
You know, it's kind of funny because I wanted to do meteorology from 9. So I spent a lot of summers working at the Met Office. And I went to Barbados and did a degree in environmental science. And because I wanted to find a better way to incorporate what I wanted to know more about and something I've always been passionate about. So I use the knowledge I already have in environmental science and my professional life in meteorology, and I kind of merge it together. One of the ways I use my job to reach out to younger people is through our school visits. Sometimes we have students come in, sometimes we go out to school. I know I was requested at Garvin Times this year from my niece. Hi, Trey. She told her class her auntie is a meteorologist. So,
well, is she not?
it was good to see because the children know their stuff about weather and climate. But Amber and Tizalis made me feel like I need to do more.
Doing more, you're going to be
like they're doing a whole lot. So,
but you're going to be on this panel.
I've been doing with World Youth for Climate Justice. I'm part of the Caribbean Front, working my way to try be a representative for the Bahamas region. So we've been doing a lot of ongoing webinars. We're trying to mobilize a climate litigation and policy advocacy initiative. Because a lot of people, even myself sometimes, try to shy away from policies and environmental law and all that good stuff from, yeah. So we're growing our network as well. So we work with not just people in the Bahamas. I work with a number of people in Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, Anguilla. Yeah, we trying to grow that network is what Amber spoke on earlier. Some young people, they don't know how to get themselves in certain rooms and how to get invited to these tables. But when you out, you get this opportunity today. When we know each other, we kind of pull each other up to get us where we need to be. Because it's not easy going into certain areas where it's more older people. You don't necessarily get the opportunities to shine like we could. So we just been working together as young people to bring each other up, to make the country a little better.
I love that. I love that. And one of these opportunities for making the country better is going to be this National Youth Forum, the first of many, the first of several, so we can hear all about these issues impacting our young people and also how they feel about it. What do they want to see happen? And y'all don't say it, I can say it. I don't know if y'all could say it, but I'll say it. Amber, you can let me know if you can or cannot say it. But I really hope that those persons who make the decisions inside our country, i.e. the politicians, and those who would want to be politicians, will be tuning in, i.e. go and listen. They're going to be all in one place on July 3rd at 6:30 at the Nassau Village Community Center, talking about these issues. It is hurricane season. The young people are the ones that are going to be inheriting this climate environment that we are in. So go and listen to what they're saying and have open minds. Hear them. Listen, your young people know more than you think. They are the ones who can do the moving and the shaking if you let them, and if you don't, they're going to do it anyway. So just try to go out there. And also, they're trying to bring up those young folks who may not have had the same opportunities to know as much. So they're helping their fellow young people learn more, to know more. They're information sharing. And honestly, it's something we could all learn from. Now, that's my little rant right now, you know, just to see what people are saying. But as we wind down, time flies when you're having fun. You know, we only have 7 more minutes left together. Can you imagine? So I want to give you all closing remarks. What do you say to folks to get them to come to this forum? Amber, we're going to start off with you.
What would I say to people to come out to this forum? Please come. Please come out, bring your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your significant others, your mothers, your fathers, your mentors, your mentees. Bring them all out to the Nassau Village Community Center at 6:30 on July 3rd. It's going to be such a good discussion. Even if you think the topic is not something that you're interested in, trust me, these things are intersectional. They all connect in some way. And it is the first of many. And it's an opportunity to network and to be able to get your questions answered, whatever they may be. And so I just want and see and ask questions and come with an open mind. So yeah, just please come out. We would really appreciate it.
Great, wonderful. Question, is it going to be streamed or do people have to come in person?
We're looking to see about that. And if it's going to be, we're going to make sure that it's streamed. It'll be on the National Youth Assembly Bahamas' page on Facebook. Also, I'd encourage everyone to follow both the National Youth Ambassadors Corps and the National Youth Assembly on, we have Facebook, and we're both on Instagram. We also made a TikTok account, and we share most of the same content on all of the pages so that whichever one is your preferred platform.
That's perfect. I think the Ambassador's Corps is also on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, we're on LinkedIn too. Yeah.
I love that.
I love their following.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're on social media, so find them. Find them. You're here as a panelist, but how can we find out more information from the Met Office? Like, how do we get in contact? Do y'all have a TikTok? Because I see some of these government agencies. My goodness, they'd be wild.
We are not there yet. But you can find us on Facebook at Bahamas Meteorology. We're working on the Twitter/X profile. But you can find us on Facebook for now.
Okay. Now, you being, we have all of the different panelists, and this being hurricane season coming up, you need to also tell me, what are you expecting for Thursday? What do you want to tell the folks coming? What do you want to hear?
Oh, so we know it's hurricane season. You know, every year we go through the same thing. We do have storms. And what I can say is, please have some supplies, have some kind of emergency plan, because things are getting a bit worse with storms. They come in much more frequently. They're coming back stronger. And you don't want to be caught up in that and not properly prepared for it. I think Noah was expecting us to have, I wouldn't say the right words, between 13 to 19 named storms, with 6 to 10 of them actually being hurricanes and 3 to 5 of them being major hurricanes. So we're looking at category 3 to 5. We see in the destruction that hurricanes like Matthew and Dorian did to us. And I know we can't stop the hurricanes, but the best we can do is try to be prepared for it. And listen out to Department of Meteorology, y'all. Check us out on Facebook. We post our forecast for 12 p.m. and 6 p.m.
I like that.
And 6 a.m. as well.
Oh, so we got morning, noon, and night.
Yes, not.
I love that. I love that. Now, we have 3 more minutes. We already told them how they can find you on social media. Let Madam President do that, because she's inside the studio with us right here. Tell us again, the event, where is it happening, what time, who all should come?
So the National Youth Assembly and the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, we are partnering to host our first National Youth Forum, which will be at the Nassau Village Community Center next week, Thursday, July 3rd, beginning at 6:30. There'll be myself, Tizel Lightborn, Jade Fritz from the Department of Meteorology, Amber Turner, Miss Sustainability, and Barry Griffin, Master of Disasters. All a very shameless plug, if it's okay. this morning, I actually shared an article. I wrote an article on the public health costs of disasters and the costs that we spend on disasters. So that is on my website, realstateofhealth.com. You can read the blog. I am also publishing a guide on how people can become more prepared for disasters, any type of disaster, because natural disasters are only one. But throughout the region, there are earthquakes, other things, and you can use that guide to be well prepared.
Okay. So you see this? I mean, Saturday is no easy day for this young lady. She wrote an article, had that published, telling us how to survive natural disasters, and just comes on ready to talk about the forum that she's going to be participating in on Thursday. It's only 12 on Saturday. My Lord. So ladies and gentlemen, you've heard multiple times that the National Youth Forum is happening Thursday coming. That's the 3rd of July, 6:30 p.m. at the Nassau Village Community Center. It is open to all. They want all the young people STEM. Please try to find your way there. They're going to try to stream it on their social media platforms so you can get the details. And you really want to be present to hear more about the environmental sustainability, the disaster preparedness, and risk assessments. And really just life as a young person and knowing all of these existential things are happening. So please make time if you can. And if not, just stay tuned with them. Like their pages and hear more about what they are up to, because they're doing a lot. So we want to say thank you so much to Ms. Amber Turner, the Dean of the National Youth Ambassadors Corps, Ms. Sustainability herself. We want to also say thank you to the President of the Youth Senate. That's the Youth Senate of the National Youth Assembly of the Bahamas, Giselle Lightborn, who's also the Principal Consultant of Regal State of Health Consultancy. Period. Then we also want to say thank you to Jade Fritz, meteorological officer trainee of the Department of Meteorology, who's also a climate activist. You got to come up with your nickname now. Everybody have their nickname, okay? And we want to say a shout out to Barisa, who's going to be a panelist. It's ladies led. Please find your way there. And thank you all for coming on to the happy hour to let us know that this is happening and what you all have been up to. We're looking forward to having you back on. This is DeAndra Cartwright. You've been tuned into the happy hour here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming, and y'all have a wonderful week.